like, unless they're sharing a picture of a dead body, of a dead black, you know, black body.
Yeah.
It's usually fine. Like, it's usually not, it's not what I see on the television news as much, you know?
No. And it's also not like on Twitter you see it and scroll past it and the algorithm moves so fast that, like, even if a bunch of people retweet it, like, you probably won't see it again. At least, like, instantly play, as opposed to TV, where it's just like, here's this black body 2 seconds later, and here again, we're reporting from the left side of this black body.
Mm-hmm. Did you see this angle? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you see his yellow shirt from this angle? This angle, you can see it has half a collar on it or some... I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, no. It's so freaking sad.
But anyway.
So, to not be, Twitter. Twitter's a thing.
Yeah, to not be absolutely depressing.
Yeah. How are you, donut debutante?
Donut debutante reached over 100 followers today.
I saw that.
Which is rad in like 13 days. I was like, what? This is, no one gives a shit about my actual photography, but when I want to talk about donuts, like, people come out the woodwork.
The riches are in the niches, and you're like, that's a niche as hell Instagram, you know?
Yeah. Do you know how many, like, actual, like, restaurants, like Dottie's Donuts followed the Donut Debutante?
Of course they did, because you're promoting them.
Yeah, but you know how many times I've posted about Dottie's Donuts on my personal Instagram and they still don't follow me?
You're not niche enough. You're not donut centered.
I'm like, what the hell? You guys. But also it's cool. Once people, well, I'm waiting till I hit a certain number of followers to be like, hey, this is the actual Donut Debutante behind the Donut Debutante account. Because, you know,
should follow my account, too. Yeah,
yeah, you got to build rapport for before people are, like, going to come over to my personal one and also, like, get in my grill, which I don't really want. I just want people to check out my photography.
That's literally an Instagram strategy that I see peddled around, that, like, you start a super niche thing and then you build it up and then you reveal who you are and hope, and then they follow you. And it's like, because it's like you're promoting other people, because you're taking other people's photos and putting them on the debutante, on the donut debutante, and so they get excited.
Well, we'll see. I think I've done... It took me a long while to build up the following I have on Instagram now, and I just want people... I just am excited about my photography and, like, couldn't even tell from today's 2 shoots. Like, I'm getting so much better. So, yeah. The Donut Debutante is eating donuts, living her life. Making friends via donuts. I, like, befriended this one, like, person who has their own, like, small startup donut bakery shop, because in their Instagram live video they were making donuts and listening to BTS, and I was like, wow. I was like,
oh, you're BFF.
I was like, wow, that literally sounds like my favorite kind of day. Like, nothing better. Like,
all, like, you have to go visit them and do those things together.
Right? I was just like, oh my god, BTS and donuts? What is this?
Holla back.
And they responded. They were like, yeah. And then we started chatting, and I was like, send me donuts for free. Not really, but we'll get there.
Instagram is a good place to make friends.
Yeah. That's from what I, especially what I learned from you. You've been making friends.
Like, Instagram, yeah. I hung out with my Instagram friend yesterday.
Awesome.
We went to a live Rocky Horror
yes!
show. Yeah.
Yes.
It was, I am not like, I'm not a Rocky Horror nerd. Like, I appreciate it as I think any theater kid appreciates Rocky Horror. And it was weird. It was crazy. Cause like, it was like people, there was a costume contest. So everyone was like dressed in their favorite person, from the show. And then